Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com. Well, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Good day. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you live right here from, guess what? St. Pete Radio, Sunshine Radio, and guess what? WVETOnlineRadio.com. WVETOnlineRadio.com. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and it's Voice for Veterans. And I want to say hello. This is our 50th show. We're marking this as a great day. A very great day. I'm going to put a very in on top of how great this day is. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in. And especially our friends with all the great music that comes through on this local radio station. Downtown St. Pete can't be beat. I love saying that. Another night in paradise. If you're up and you're out and you're running around and you're looking for something to do, guess what? We have it for you. And we tell all of our veterans, don't forget. You are important to us. And we're reaching out to some of our veterans right now to say thank you for all you've done with our friends down there in Texas who are guarding the border with Haiti. We know that this whole country has been built on immigrants. We're all from somewhere else. And guess what? We got others coming. It's not going to stop. No matter what we do or they do. We're the greatest country in the world, and they're coming. And we stand up for our military and our veterans who are down there trying to help those people get across this border. Those who can will get across. Those who can't, somebody will help them. They didn't come all this way, and we are a great country, and we will need those young people in the future. We're all getting a little older every day. And we want to say thank you for those who make it, because those are the ones who reach back and they do something to make sure that everybody knows what their part was in making this country great. It's called leaving a legacy. America's greatness has always been strong because we help people. And this time we did it again. We're helping people. No matter what, we're helping people. We're helping those who came along before and those who are coming back now. And you know what I mean. A lot of veterans coming back. Here we're talking about Afghanistan. It's over. And we thank those people who stood up for all those years to make it better for those people in those other countries. We're not going to knock them. We're going to salute them. No, we're not the world's police, but when someone needs help, America stands up first. Now, this show is going to be dedicated to two things, and I'm always going to be talking about the health principles. Healthy living is a great part of what we do, and I want to say that we're doing it now. Everybody get ready to look at a new future for healthy living. Second, when you have people who've fallen on hard times, somebody has to lift them up. In the military, we have a saying called stand down. That means we stop everything, hold up everything. Let's take care of those who are in need and let's go back to battle. Right now, that's a season for us. We have a couple of stand downs coming up. And for you to understand what a stand down is, stand downs are typically 1-, 2-, 3-day events during which the VA staff and the volunteers provide food, clothing, health screenings for homeless and at-risk veterans. In addition, veterans also receive references for home health care, regular health care, housing solutions, employment, substance use treatment, mental health counseling, and other essential services that help our veterans. As we look around, we have several stand downs, new events added regularly to check on where our veterans are, and of course, one of our great sponsors who always is there with the stand downs is our favorite people, our Veterans Crisis Line. And I always give out the number if you're a vet, you have any kind of problems, be sure to call this number, 1-800-273-8255, 1-800-273-8255. Veterans Health Line. But when you go out to a stand down, you'll find other people who are there who are always looking to help our veterans. I got to give a shout out to Charlie Chris, the last stand down that I did a couple of years ago before COVID. Charlie was there. We stepped in, talked, and we now have a slogan that we promote. We support veterans too. We support veterans too. I want everybody in this country to be able to say that. And I know in the Tampa Bay area, we're pushing that hard and that's working. We support veterans too. I'm going to be talking about a job fair coming up in a few minutes. And that job fair is here to offer those veterans and other people who can support a veteran, come out and say, I have a job. And I'd prefer a veteran to be there, get that job that I have. And of course, we know that everybody needs to work. So please go out and work. The work ethic is something that we stand on. Now, October 8th, there's a stand down. October, let's see, what date is that one? That's the good one there. Well, in our area, we got one. Lord have mercy. We got a couple of them here. We have one out in Polk County, and we have one in Pasco County. Stand downs. Pull them up, look for them, find it, and then enjoy the day. Because you will be able to say, same thing. I'm going to do this. Okay, Hillsborough County. Well, that's Hillsborough in Oregon. I don't know if we want to go that far, but we got it. A lot of them coming up. I'm going to pull up all the other information on the stand downs, and we will take it from there. Now, the other subject that we want to talk about, and it's very important. Today, we're looking at a couple of other events coming up that I want to talk about, especially today. Register today for the Tampa Veterans Job Fair, October 28th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Tampa, Florida, Tampa Convention Center Veterans Job Fair. This is one of those things that we got to make sure that people get to know about. A lot of companies are looking around to see what the other companies are doing. Come out here, show what you have, find the competition, and find your friends. It's a job fair for our veterans, and we especially want everybody to know that you are invited. Don't just look at this as something that always may happen, and I don't know how I'm going to get involved. There are two ways to get involved. If you have a job that you're looking at, please go out there and offer it to a veteran. The other way is if you're a veteran and need a job, come out, talk to the companies. And we have a couple of representatives there in person that will help guide you through this job fair concept. Many years ago, of course, job fairs were different. Now they have the technological side. And guess who? DAV. Recruit the military. That's their campaign. So now they'll sit there with a laptop and they'll sit there with a tablet and they'll sit there right in front of you. They'll key in your information in some of the booths and let you know what your potential is right away. The rest of them, your information is personal. I recommend that you still bring a resume. Type it up, print it out, put yourself 8 or 10 copies of it in your folder brief, and come prepared. Also have it online where you can automatically download that resume right in front of that person if that's what they want you to do. Because if they say, well, let me have your email, I'm going to send you that, and say, ma'am, I already have my stuff ready. Give me your email. Let me get it to you. Initiative. It still works. You got to remember, Recruit Military had 30 events in Tampa and drawing over 11,813 attendants. And of course, 1,400 exhibitors. You don't want to miss this. It's the 28th hiring event in Tampa. Register right away. A lot of different organizations. But I'm going to let you know that the DAV is heading this one up. They really have gone out of the way to make sure that this one is a good one. If you go to the website, go to our website. Click on WVET Online Radio. Go to our Facebook section. You'll see it right there in the opening. Let's come on by and let's do the job there. They have all the directions. Everything is available for you. It is one of those events that we all support, and we want you to support it as well. Be sure and come by. Don't just stand outside and say, well, I was heard about it, but I couldn't go. Go. Tampa Convention Center, job fair for veterans. And the DAV stood up for this one. And guess what? It's very nice. They got a lot of good exhibitors coming. You know, a lot of the organizations who are really the ones who are really helping. They're the ones coming. So be there. Don't be afraid. Everything's going to be good. A lot of them will be looking for the new generation. The ones that understood exactly what they're talking about in relationship to the what they're looking for as far as a job. I always have to say that there's a difference between a job and a career. There will be career-oriented companies. They're looking for people that they want to stay when they hire them. They will train you, and they will put you in a position that you may have never been before. We have a networking situation that we work with all of our veterans, and on Fridays, you can go up to the Cuban Civic Club, and they have a networking event. I think it's from 5 to 7 or 6 to 8 after work. Come out. Bring your business card. Tell everybody. This job fair says the same thing. Come out. Bring your business card. Tell them what you're looking for. And let's see if we can go ahead and make sure that you get that, which you're looking for. Don't worry about it. It'll be back when you need it the most. Now, okay. Concerts in the park featuring headliner Tracy Lawrence. Believe me, it's time to go. Friday, guess what? If you had a little fun, have some more. We got a lot of other things that we're going to be doing. We're going to keep it up with a lot of other events that are supporting us, and we want to support them. Oldest veteran, U.S. World War II celebrates his 112th birthday. Louisiana man, oldest living World War II veteran, right here, still standing. 112. Listen, if I get to be 112, please somebody tell me, because I ain't gonna remember. Keith, the boss of the beach. WVET. Stay tuned. We're gonna have just a little interlude here, and I'll be right back. A lot more to come.
Miss Melvin Moore, you know they thought it was all over for him too. Bounce back. He got up. You and I, through him, we champions. Russell.
That he can't do.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that little interlude. A little bit of music always carries the day. I want to say thank you to all of our people who support the entertainment industry. And I watched a little bit this weekend. Last week I was in Miami. One of our friends, our mentors in this veteranization business, Waddell McGee's coming back from a cancer operation at the VA hospital. He should be okay. And we want to give a salute out to him and his wonderful wife, Gloria. And thank you to those who serviced with him. All of us, Susan and Elise, the rest of them who've been there. Of course, Kevin Humes. We are all together. Waddell's doing fine. So we want to say thank you to him. The second side of this coin is, guess what? Keeping up with the great works. And that's Wade Whiskey. And you know Wade Whiskey. I love the name of his foundation, Heartstrings for Heroes. Remember that name, Heartstrings for Heroes? They're always doing things. They're always there to support our veterans. And they've done a good job. And this holiday season, let's all give the gift of music. That's my slogan. It starts on Halloween. We're going to give music for Halloween. If somebody's coming to your door and they want to go ahead and get some candy, throw an old CD in there. Give them something to have beside the candy to eat up and go off somewhere. When we were little, we didn't raise candy. We always raised food. We'd ask people, we'd knock on the door and they said, no, ma'am, I don't want candy. We want to get something. Give us a perishable. You know, if you have a can of beans or a can of peas or some macaroni and stuff, we're going to do that for Halloween. And we used to go around every Halloween and do that. Of course, we ended up with a whole lot of candy anyway. But that was my first door-to-door sales job. And I cannot believe it. It trained me. And I did sales jobs door-to-door for many years because I had that training. So some of you kids going out there, change your pace. Ask them. They said, this year, give me a perishable or give me the gift of music. You got an old CD or an album or something you want to give away, put that in there. It works. And we want everybody to know, again, HeartstringsForHeroes.org Foundation is dedicated to healing power of music therapy. And our mission is to honor the services and the sacrifices of those in the military who gave their life. And we do it through music. One time, these guys gave away some guitars, man. I wish I had been around to get mine. But they did it, and we appreciate these guys. And I definitely want to say, if you see them on Facebook, tell them you like them. If you see them somewhere else, enjoy the events that they do. They really do something very nice, and it's always okay if you do it. So thank you for tuning in for that little segment. We're going to go on back to something that we've been talking about all along, and that's our veterans. Upcoming events for homeless veterans programs all around the area. Stand downs. Look for them. Due to the COVID-19, the stand downs have been canceled or postponed until further notice, but that notice is up. Look around. Check with your local VA organizations, and they will tell you in your area where the stand downs are. I want everybody to know, please support these events. I don't want this just to be something that you heard about and you want to know what happened. Please go out and support it. That's all you can do. If you go out and support it, then you'll be the ones to be able to say, hey, I was there. I was there at this stand down this year. That's something that we all want people to understand. Be sure, show up. One of the reasons we said that is because they do have recruiting opportunities at some of the stand downs. We know that it's really there for our homeless, downtrodden veterans, but it's those other veterans who show up. They're the ones we want to see there from WVETOnlineRadio.com. And of course, I'll be there, Keith, the boss of the beach. If you're in the Tampa area, come on out. We'll do some broadcasting live from there. We're going to start having a movable truck coming by and they're going to have a stage on it and all that. We're going to start supporting the stand downs all across the Southeast. Next few years, hopefully we'll have a few more of these rolling radio vision trucks available. If we do, let's make it happen. A lot of the information that you get at a stand out is something that you might be able to get online somewhere. But because these people have gone out of the way to stand up and say, hey, we're here, get a chance to go see to them. I found a company that went out last time, and there was a real estate company, but they were one of those companies that managed properties. So guess what? They were there to talk about rental. They were there to talk about what's available for our veterans. And they were there also to offer jobs. And that's why I'm doing this based on stand downs. They will offer jobs, places to go, and places to stay. I had another friend, was the first time they went, and they were so surprised. He was able to get a pair of shoes. And I don't mean no, you know, dollar store shoes either. God bless the dollar store. We're not knocking them. These guys had shoes, military boots available. And some of the guys hadn't had a good pair of military boots in years. And one guy was there with tears in his eyes. It brought back good memories. It's not all bad memories in the military. It brought back good memories to him, and he cherished those boots. He walked around with them under his arms the whole time he was there. He had a bag of other stuff, but he walked around with this pair of boots right under his arm. And we talked about it, and I watched him talk about it to several other veterans who understood just what he meant. That somewhere, boots had saved his life. And these fresh, brand new pair that he thought he could never get again because he was out of the military, he was able to get them. Those wonderful moments that come when you go to an event like this mean more to a lot of those veterans than the stuff they get. It's a moment that they can see their friends, especially those who are doing good, stepping back to help them. That's what we're talking about. Veterans helping veterans for life. Not for one stand down, but for life. Find a friend. Make him your responsibility. Make sure that he does. A lot of them under the bridge, that's where they need to be. They want to be. It's their freedom. It's in the fresh air. And we want to be able to help those who want to stay there. If those who want to get out, we want to help them get out. And that's what a stand down is for. And you got to remember that it's quite a few of these stand downs. I want you to look them up. Stand downs. Find out your location. What city you're living in. Hope and housing for veterans. That's what we're talking about. We have the programs available. You are in Florida. Guess what? Everybody's coming to your state. So we're ready for them. Let them come. We'll do stuff that's going to make the difference. The part that I want to really say is come on up and check with the job situation. Make a donation somewhere. Contact Homeless Veterans Outreach Programs. They do a lot of good. They're there, especially to show you exactly what you're looking for. We don't want to do anything extra. We want to do what's available. And it's important to do things that are available right now. Make a difference. Make a difference everywhere you go. Not just one time, but all the time. Yep. I've had a good time this week because I've been doing my stuff for the fall. You know, a lot of people don't remember that in the old days, everybody ended the year in two times. Now we just talk about New Year's Eve. But in the corporate world, we always ended the year in August. And my accountant did that for me years ago, so I kind of end my year in August. So I'm at the beginning of what's going to go on next year. Some of you guys haven't wound down. I've wound down. Now we're starting all over again. October, beautiful month. It is the first of the end of the quarter, October, November, December. A lot of activities coming up in October. A lot of veterans are invited. Any veteran that's out there that's coming up to, I think, Tampa, we got the Rolling Stones coming to Raymond James Stadium. Go see the Stones, man. They're the last of the Mohicans. We know it. And a lot of veterans are invited there. tell them you're a veteran and get yourself something. We made it. We made a good time today. This is one of those days that I really have been waiting for because I love standouts. And the fact that we have this job fair coming up, that's important too. We want everybody to know that if you're in the Tampa area, come on out to the job fair. And standouts are coming up. Don't forget Polk County, Pasco, and of course, Bay Pines. They're all having them this year. They're not canceled. Stand up and then go somewhere and stand down. Help them out. Do what you can. I want to say thank you to all of those who pitched in, especially all of our people downtown and our St. Pete Chamber of Commerce. And when you walk in their door, they got a big old sunshine on the wall. And I put that on my business card and it's on my page. And I got a big picture of me standing in front of that sign. And I said, wake up to sunshine. It shines in the morning and it shines in the noon. It may shine, it may not shine in the afternoon. It just about rains every day. But the sunshine comes back out. So we're in sunshine territory right here. And that's Sunshine Radio, 96.7 FM. Tune in. I know you can get it on your hand device. I know you can get it on your tablet. I know you can get it on your regular computer, your laptop. But you can now get it on your radio in your car. And, of course, there are many transmissions to get it. But tune in to Sunshine Radio as you ride. I think you will enjoy a lot of the programs that there. And pretty soon, my job is going to be to highlight every program on the radio station here locally so that our veterans know what time that they can enjoy their style of music. We have blues, we have jazz, we have classical, and we have the rest of the music that comes along. And it's all now called old school. Old school can be both Beethoven, but old school can be Marvin Gaye. My shout out goes to the Shylights. And Marshall Thompson finally got his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The Shylights are now represented with their own star after all these years. It represents Chicago. It represents good and great music. It represents a lot of the great love songs that still exist out here. We thank you, Marshall Thompson. You got my prayers and you got my salute. You stayed alive long enough to do what you needed to do. Leave your legacy at the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Okay. Now, I hope this is enough for you guys to absorb. Stay tuned. This one is on a Thursday. You know it, 12:35 in the afternoon. You always get us here, Keith the Boss of the Beach. And, of course, that's Voice for Veterans. And don't forget, Saturday, 12 is noon, is Thursday. Saturday, Rise and Shine with Sunshine, Voice for Veterans. Keith the Boss of the Beach, 8:30 Saturday mornings. We've done it. I want you to enjoy this. And guess what? Saturday will be right back. Stay tuned for the rest of the adventure on Saturday. Over and out.
My rumble on, spiritually classify, heavyweight, champion, rope-a-dope, block lies.
stole blow, stick and move, left jab, right hook, down he goes.
Whoa,
who's
whoa.
That fighter you ain't never heard of? Name King of Kings, where he from, up above. Pay-per-view for what? He fought for you 2,000 years ago, one blow. Cause of him, we all be champions too. What?